Now the in-depth on KSL. Governor Spencer Cox sent letters to educational leaders across the state today. He's urging them to limit cell phone usage during class time. Governor Cox is joining us live now on the KSL Newsline. It's good to speak with you.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having me. It's been a while. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So who's getting these letters, and more important, what do they say?
Well, everyone is getting these letters, at least every school district and every school in the state. And what I'm doing is I'm asking teachers, I'm asking principals and superintendents to do what the data says we should all be doing. And I think we know this inherently, and that is that we shouldn't have cell phones in the classroom. They are a disruption. They're doing incredible damage to our teens, their mental health, and it's making it harder for our kids to perform well. Now, look, there are schools doing this. Lots of schools already doing this in the state, and what we've seen is a tremendous uptick in outcomes. Kids are performing better on tests. There are fewer disruptions in class, better behaviors, less mental health problems. It's just a win-win all the way around.
Now, there's a strong belief in local control in Utah. Do you think the legislature should get involved, or is this something best left to individual school districts?
Well, look, it's certainly something that we've talked about, and while I wouldn't be completely opposed to that, we don't need the legislature to get involved. That's the cool thing about this. By the way, we used to do this. In fact, my kids, when they started school, they were not allowed to have phones in the classroom. That started changing in about 2012, and then it got harder. Parents were demanding that their kids have phones in the classroom. We talked to schools that have done this recently, and they've seen a major change. Parents get it. They actually agree. They're grateful that for at least 6 or 7 hours a day, their kids can be off of these devices. And so I think it's going to be much easier for local schools to do this. Again, this is not something new. It's not something out of the blue. Many of them are doing it already, but we're hoping that the rest of them will follow. And again, see the bright side of this. The data is so clear on this. It's one of the easiest things we could do to help our kids out.
So I'm going to play the role of a parent here. Some parents are this way. They'll say, but what if there's an emergency and I need to reach my child? How do you answer that?
Sure. Well, the first answer is, Jeff, I don't know how you survived, or me. I don't know how we made it through, but somehow we did. It turns out that most of those parents actually made it through without a phone in the classroom, and there are certainly ways to contact the school and get your child. What we're also, and we're leaving this up to the school how they do it, but many classrooms, what they do is they have a pouch for the students. When the students enter the classroom, they put their phone in the pouch, so it's there. If there is an emergency, they can go and grab that phone. They don't have to have it on their person at all times. Even if you turn the phone off and have it in your pocket, researchers have shown that there's a connection that happens that pulls your brain away. And look, this is not just kids. It happens to us as adults too. Having that phone out of your pocket, having it off your desk, having it away from you makes a huge difference. But it can still be there if there is an emergency.
Well, it's a good thing we grew up and we get to have our phones right now and speak with each other. We appreciate it. Governor Spencer Cox joining us live on the possibility of limiting cell phone usage in the schools. Thanks so much.